Mrs. Nave here, get you gone. The complaints I've heard of you, I do not all believe. It's my slowness that I do not. But I know you lacked our folly to commit them and have ability enough to make such knavery as yours.
Not unknown to you, madam. I'm a poor fellow.
Well, sir?
No, madam. It is not so well that I am poor. Though many of the rich are damned. But if I may have your ladyship's goodwill to go to the world, Isabel, the woman, and I will do as we may.
Must thou needs be a beggar?
But you beg your goodwill in this case.
In what case?
In Isabel's case. And mine own. Service is no heritage. And I think I shall never have the blessing of God till I have issue of my body. For they say, bands are blessings.
Tell me thy reason why thou wilt marry.
My poor body, madam, requires it. I am driven on by the flesh. And he must needs go that the devil drives.
Is it all your worship's reason?
Faith, madam, I have other holy reasons, such as they are.
May the world know them.
I have been, madam, a wicked creature, as you and all flesh and blood are. And indeed I do marry that I may repent.
With marriage sooner than his wickedness.
I am out of friends, madam. And I hope to have friends, for my wife's sake.
As friends are thine enemies, sir. Get you gone, Sarah. I'll talk with you more anon.
May it please you, madam, that even Helen come to you. Of her I am to speak.
Still, I tell my gentlewoman I would speak with her. Well, now.
I know, madam, you love your gentlewoman entirely.
Faith, I do. Her father bequeathed her to me. She herself, without other advantage, may lawfully make title to such love as she finds. There is more owing to her than will be paid. And more shall be paid to her than she'll demand.
Madam, I was very late more near her than I think she wished me. Alone she was, and did communicate to herself her own words to her own ears. She thought. I dare vow for her they touched not any stranger sense. The matter was, she loved her son. Fortune, she said, was no goddess that had put such difference betwixt their two estates. Love, no god, that would not extend his might only for quality for level. This she delivered in the most bitter touch of sorrow, that ere I heard virgin exclaiming, which I held my duty speedily to acquaint you withal. So then, from the loss that may happen, it concerns you something to know it.
You have discharged this honestly. Keep it to yourself. Many likelihoods informed me of this before, which hung so tottering in the balance I knew not whether to believe or misdoubt. Store it in your bosom, and I thank you for your honest care. I'll talk with you more anon. Even so it was with me when I was young. Ever we are natures, these are ours. This thorn is to our rose of youth likely belong. Our blood to us, this to our blood is born. It is the show and seal of nature's truth. When love's strong passion is impressed in youth. From my remembrances of days foregone, such were our faults. Or then we thought them none. Her eye is thick on it. I observe her now.
What is your pleasure, madam?
You know, Helen, I am a mother to you.
My honorable mistress.
Nay, a mother. Why not a mother? When I said a mother, I thought you saw a serpent. But it's in a mother that you started it. I say I am your mother. And put you in the catalogue of those that were in womb it mine. It is often seen adoptions tied to nature. And choice beings the native flick to us from foreign seeds. You ne'er press me with a mother's groan. But I express to you a mother's care. God's mercy, maiden, does it curb thy blood? Say I am thy mother? Why, that you are my daughter?
That I am not.
I say I am your mother.
Pardon, madam, the Count Rastilian cannot be my brother. I am from humble, he from honored name. No note upon my parents, he is all noble. My master, my dear lord, he is, and I, his servant, live, and will his vassal die. He must not be my brother.
Nor I your mother.
You are my mother, madam, would you were, so that to my lord your son were not my brother. Indeed, my mother, or were you both our mothers, I care no more for than I do for heaven, so I were not his sister. Count no other but I, your daughter, he must be my brother.
Yes, Teddy. You might be my daughter-in-law. Conceal, you mean it not. Daughter and mother, says Clive upon my pulse. What's pale again? My fear has catched your fondness. Now I see the mystery of your loneliness and find your salt tears here. Now, to all sensitive groups, you love my son. Invention is ashamed against the proclamation of thy passion to say thou dost not. Therefore tell me true, but tell me that 'tis so. The look your cheeks confesseth the one to the other, and thine eyes see it so grossly shown of their behaviour that in their kind they speak it. Only sin and hellish obstinacy tie thy tongue where truth should be suspected. Speakest so? If it be so, you have wound a goodly clue. If it be not, forswear it. However, I charge thee, as heaven shall work in me to thine avail, to tell me truly.
Good madam, pardon me.
Do you love my son?
Your pardon, my mistress.
Love you, my son.
Do not you love him, madam?
Go not about. My love hath in the bond whereof the world takes note. Come, come. Disclose the state of your affections, for your passions have to the full a peach.
Then I confess. Here on my knee before high heaven, and you that before you and next unto high heaven, I love your son. My friends were poor but honest, so is my love. Be not offended, for it hurts not him that he is loved of me. I follow him not by any token of presumptuous suit, nor would I have him till I do deserve him. Yet never know how that desert should be. I know I love in vain, strive against hope. Yet in this captious and intenable sieve, I still pour in the waters of my love, and lack not to lose still. Thus, Indian-like, religious in mine error, I adore the sun, that looks upon his worshipper, but knows of him no more. My dearest madam, let not your hate encounter with my love for loving where you do. But if yourself, whose aged honor cites a virtuous youth, did ever in so true a flame of liking wish chastely and love dearly, that your Dian was both herself and love, then give pity to her whose state is such that cannot choose but lend and give where she is sure to lose, that seeks not to find that her search implies, but riddle-like lives sweetly where she dies.
Had you not lately in intent, speak truly, to go to Paris?
Madam, I had.
Wherefore tell truth?
I will tell truth by grace itself, I swear. You know my father left me some prescriptions of rare and proved effect, such as his reading and manifest experience had collected for general sovereignty. Amongst the rest, the little remedy approved, set down, to cure the desperate languishing whereof the king is rendered lost.
And this was your motive for Paris, was it, speak?
My lord, your son made me to think of this. Else Paris and the medicine and the king had from the conversation of my thoughts happily been absent then.
Think you, Henry, if you should tender your supposed date, he would receive it? He and his physicians are of a mind. He that they cannot help him, they that they cannot help. How shall they credit the poor, unlearned virgin when the schools embowed at their doctrine have left off the danger to itself?
There's something in it more than my father's skill, which was the greatest of his profession. But his good receipt shall for my legacy be sanctified by the luckiest stars in heaven. And would your honor but give me leave to try success, I'd venture the well-lost life of mine on his grace's cure, by such a day and hour.
Dost thou believe it?
Aye, madam, knowingly.
Then, Helen, you shall have my leave and love, means of attendance, and my loving greetings to those of mine at court. I'll stay at home and pray God's blessing into your attempt. Be gone tomorrow, and be sure of this, what I can help thee to, I shall not miss.